in the middle that the executioner rarely uses the language of his violence. The rapist rarely the language of his violence. Rather, they use the language of authority, and that gives them both what looks like an excuse, a lofty justification. The violent man is willing to stay quiet and connives at cheating on his side. This willingness to cheat leaves the way clear for his violence, and they tend to speak only amongst themselves, and if you listen, nothing they say really hangs together. In this, they betray their attempts at coherence. She recalled the Beauvoir on De Sade. The most characteristic thing is an effort of will that seeks to give rein to the desires of the flesh without ever being lost in them. You're all liars, cheats, cowards, and hypocrites, she declared. Well, now that's not fair. We follow our own logic, smile, black out smart. The others seem to laugh quietly in agreement. You're wrong, I am the mouthpiece of the silent life of uttering an inevitable speechless solitude. You all attempt to be too, but you fail. My loneliness requires nothing more than this, a step-by-step movement towards utter negation. Sexy TV, quietly defined, the white-faced man seemed indeed, there was a look of fright that seemed momentarily to cross his face. CGV noticed this. It was now her time to smile. Are you ready to dance? She whispered. The walls began to melt and fires burned on the streets. There were the sounds of distant sirens and rain. The city's burning, young CGV, and she turned over a table and launched a brutal frenzied assault once more on Black Eyes Smart. He screamed with the hydro machine, spasm of narcolepsy, feedback into body violence.
Step-by-step movement towards utter negation, said CGV, quietly defiant.